This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hopefully we'll be happy after the ball game tonight. Padres and Giants. Game one, two-game series. Pitching matchup on paper seems really, really good. Logan Webb, Nick Pivetta, the principals this evening. Padres looking to snap a four-game losing streak. They are 3-8 in their last 11 ball games, but there's a little bit of good news tonight. Luis Arraez is off the injured list and in the lineup. Also, Jason Hayward back in the lineup tonight as well. Mason McCoy has been put on the injured list to make room for Hayward. Yuli Gurriel has been DFA'd to make room for Luis Arraez.
Do you think when they, and I'm kind of making a joke about Yuli Gurriel being DFA'd, so I'm just prefacing it with that.
Okay.
Do you think they sit him down and say, Yuli, or whoever sits down, you haven't been cut, but you've been designated for assignment.
So hold out for your assignment.
Yes, yes. There's assignment coming.
Yeah, that's really funny. No, I don't think they even really need to tell Yuli Gurriel.
Do you think he just showed up and his locker was cleaned out?
No, I don't think they. I think that's a little rude.
Yes,
I agree. He's 4-36. He's hitting 111. When they say Yuli, the manager wants to see you.
He knows what it's about.
You know, I gotta believe. Yeah, he's pretty aware. Happy hour, not the happiest day for Yuli Gurriel. Happy hour for us, though. Brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts. They're trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball's back, and so is swim season. Call now. Mention radio. You get a free month of pool service. A couple of scores. NBA playoffs continuing tonight. The Bucks trying to stay alive in Indiana, Game 5. Bucks scored the first 13 points of this game, led by as many as 20. But that lead is gone now. Pacers lead over Milwaukee 83-82. Early fourth quarter, about 9 minutes to play. Pistons and Knicks are underway in New York. The Pistons, 20. The Knicks, the Knickerbockers, 17. I think they should use that name a little more often.
I think so, too.
I recall a time when the Athletics were the A's and only the A's. You never referred to them as the Athletics. Now that is their preferred name is Athletics.
I've always found the Athletics name really strange.
A little lengthy or
no, just like it just doesn't make sense because Athletics is it's a thing. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I can't help you because I don't know what you're trying to say either.
Athletics is not like a mascot. It's just like it's a genre. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
It's not like a buck or a pacer. It's not a thing. Athletics is like an overarching word for sports and playing sports.
Gotcha. I think I got you. Yeah, I think I get you.
It's not like you can bring out an athletic and it can be one thing.
Which leads me to this trivia question, which I think you know the answer to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Name the only NFL team that is named after something that doesn't exist. You know this because I think we discussed it on one of our...
Oh, it's a Seahawk.
The Seahawks. Yeah, there's no such thing as a Seahawk.
Yeah, they're called the Sea Chickens.
What, there's a real such thing as a Sea Chicken?
No, but we call them that anyway.
Oh, because you don't like the 49ers.
No, I don't like the Seahawks.
I mean, you don't like that. You're confusing everybody. Sea Chicken, I don't even know what that is. But Seahawk is not a thing.
It's not a thing, you're right.
It's totally made up.
Yeah.
But I don't think most people know that.
No,
most people
no.
just assume there is a Seahawk. There is not.
Yeah, I mean, but a Seahawk is like a thing that you can imagine as being a
right.
mascot.
It feels like
a thing. It feels like an animal.
The Oakland Athletics, speaking of them, you know, they have a logo on the sleeve, still do, of an elephant standing on a baseball.
Never understood that
and
either.
Most people don't get it. The origin goes back. I know. That's what happens. You just read something there. The origin goes back over 125 years ago. The then Athletics were taking on the Giants. Manager John McGraw would go on to become a Hall of Fame broadcaster. Was asked his thoughts on the Philadelphia A's, who at the time had been making headlines. As they brought up some of the top players in the league, McGraw responded, quote, the Philadelphia club will make no money. They have a big white elephant on their hands.
Mm.
He was referring to the fact that they'd brought up some key players and spent some money, and he thought it would cost them. So he said they had a big white elephant on their hands. The A's owner, Connie Mack, thought the comment was amusing. So he made the white elephant the team's mascot.
See, I like origin stories like that.
That's how that happened. And then the elephant mascot was part of the A's tradition for about 50 years. And then for about 50 years, it just went away. And it was reborn again by the current incarnation of the Oakland A's. They brought the elephant back.
Did John Fisher bring the elephant back?
If it cost something, he would not have.
He would have to pay to get it out of storage.
Probably doesn't even like buying the logo that they have to put on the... on the sleeve.
Ruben said, what's a brown? And a brown
is
named
at least.
Well, it is, but it's also named. It's named after the guy who founded the team.
Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also the same guy who founded the Bengals.
That is true. It's so weird to me.
There's a lot of weird stuff like that, but what's a brown? At least you could say brown is a color. Seahawk is not in anything.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not in anything.
That's true.
All right. Don't try to, people always try to, get us on our little stuff like this, right? Don't they?
They can usually get me, but you, it's tougher.
It's a little tougher to get
me.
We got the Scraby segment coming up, and tonight they're giving away the Tony Gwynn Rookie Year Bobblehead Doll. First 40,000 people tonight are getting one of these. Scraby and I, and Scraby is the leader of this because it's his segment, we're going to go back to Tony Gwynn Sr., his very first game. And there are some facts about that game. Now, a lot of them I think you may know.
These are new to me.
They're new to you, but to people who followed Tony Gwynn's career and the Padre, they remember some of this stuff. But I discovered a few things looking this up that I did not know about Tony Gwynn's first ever Major League game. So a tribute to Tony's dad, Tony Gwynn, on the night his rookie bobblehead will be given away. That's the Scraby segment when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you're a Milwaukee Buck fan, I'll give you this. Your Bucks are giving it all they got.
I hate that word. It's too close.
Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. It's a real thing. It's just...
Yeah. 91-89. Milwaukee leads Indiana. 5:27 to go in Game 5. Bucks must win to stay alive. Knicks over the Pacers, 27-22. All right, tonight it is Tony Gwynn bobblehead night, and it's the rookie version of Tony Gwynn. It's a really nice looking bobblehead. You know, I mean, I like them in general, but I really like this one. It's got the old brown jersey. It really looks like him following through on a swing.
It's a good one.
Memories of his rookie season. That's the whole idea of this bobblehead. So it is Scraby segment, and he said, let's do something about Tony Gwynn's first game. So we shall.
We shall, but first I have to say something about the Scrabinator game that's coming up on May 12th. I believe Chris is going to try and make it to the Scrabinator game on May 12th.
Monday night
against the Angels.
The Halos?
The Halos, yes. And if you want to sign up, go to 973thefansd.com/contest or... Actually, I'm sorry. Do not go there. 973thefansd.com. Go to the contest tab and then click it and you'll see my thing at the top. It'll say join the Scrabinator game. You have to sign up. We're going to be drawing on May 5th, I believe, is when we're going to be drawing for
Monday.
Yeah, next Monday.
We're going to draw next Monday, then the game is the following Monday.
I need to track people down. I need to make sure everybody can go. I need to make sure we got the tickets situated, all that. But we have been so lucky, the Scrabinators, that is, that Spiro's has gotten behind Scrabination.
I told you, man. Spiro's is the bomb.
Spiro's,
I mean, they're the best.
Is great. Yeah. We had him for the NFL draft. I ate a bunch of food. They brought in some food a couple weeks ago. But Spiro's is so behind Scrabination that they said, we want to come feed the Scrabinators once more.
Yeah.
And I got to say, Chris, it's not as easy because Spiro's is at Petco Park. You can go and get Spiro's at Petco Park.
Right.
It's not as easy as saying... Hey, we'll bring some up to you.
Yeah, the Padres have a lot of rules on
it's
this
a lot
stuff.
Of rules.
Yeah.
The food is ran by a completely different company. So they had to jump through hoops, Chris, to make this happen. And I just want to say thank you to Spiro's and thank you to the Padres and Delaware North and all of the people that are making this possible because it is really awesome.
Wish everybody the best of luck. I hope you win the Scrabinator package and get to go to the game out there. But you have to sign up to have a chance.
Yes.
So take a moment, you know, get signed up. I mean, it's a free ball game in a suite with free food. I what else do you need to know?
You don't need to know anything.
Like, even though you have to hang out with me and Scraby, the rest of it makes it worthwhile.
You know, the going to the game and hanging out with us is like the last thing on priority list.
That's right.
Priority should be food.
Food, game.
Sweet game, suite, and then sweet bathroom, and then Chris and
your
Scraby.
Your own restroom, yes.
And then Chris and Scraby.
All right.
You guys can drink and everything like that. I just ask people not to get too crazy, not to get...
And don't drive home.
And
that's
definitely do not drive home.
Yes.
Remember, I am a guy who does not drink. And if you like to drink and you want to get wasted during the game, I don't think this is right for you. But if you want to come and just hang out with a bunch of different Scrabinators, eat some Spiros, again, thank you to them. Then sign up on the website, 973thefansd.com. Go to the contest page, click that, and then sign up. Kirk Kenny just texted me. FYI, Friday is Tony Gwynn bobblehead night at SDSU. So we get lots of bobbleheads going on.
You can get another Tony Gwynn bobblehead Friday. Did not know that.
All right.
Thank you, Kirk Kenny. And, you know, of all the people that know about Tony Gwynn's opening day in baseball, Kirk Kenny knows as much as any of us. Because I'm looking through this. He wrote the article here that I'm reading in the San Diego Union-Tribune.
For?
This was about Tony's first game.
Oh, wow.
By Kirk Kenny.
Okay.
So he certainly knows a lot about it. But I am going to have to ask him, and he'll text you the answer, because I know he's listening. According to the legend, Tony Gwynn got his first hit in this first game. It's against the Phillies. He got to second base. Pete Rose was playing first base, but trailing the play, as first basemen do when somebody hits a double.
Okay.
Pete Rose went up to Tony after the hit and said, "Hey, kid, don't try to catch me all in one night." It's a classic moment in baseball lore. That is the story I've always known. According to this other story that I'm reading about that opening day, Pete Rose did speak to Tony after his first hit and said, "It's your first hit?" Let me get the exact quote. According to this story, I hate when I lose something. Like, you know me, Scraby.
Well, the first game, I'll just give you the date, July 19th, 1982.
Right.
And when I get into my side of the story, there's something that I think is very funny about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny stuff and interesting thing. And it's really making me mad now because I had this whole thing. So Pete Rose comes up to Gwynn after the first hit and says to him, "I didn't realize this was your first game. Nice going, kid." And Tony was, you know, pretty impressed that Hall of Famer Pete Rose, not, you know, yet in the Hall of Fame, Pete Rose would say something like that. Later on in the game, Pete Rose got a hit himself, which was the 3,880th of his career.
That's crazy.
He got that hit off Eric Schau, who would eventually go on to give up Pete Rose's record hit many years later.
Oh, wow.
Finally, Tony came up in the ninth inning of that first game. He got his second hit with two outs in the ninth inning, and that's when Pete Rose told him, "Don't try to catch me all in one night."
Ah, okay.
So I want to know, Kirk Kenny, as the Tony Gwynn almost biographer.
Historian.
Did Pete Rose say, "Don't try to catch me all in one night," after his first big league hit? Or, as this story suggests, after his second? Now I turn it back to you for some more info on it.
All right. Yes. Kirk Kenny will text me. We'll get that to you. But as I said, July 19th, 1982. Now, I didn't know this, but I guess in May, Padres manager Dick Williams had asked general manager Jack McKeon to promote Gwynn to the Padres, but he was off to such a slow start, hitting .239. They actually went with Alan Wiggins instead, who was hitting .319. But here's the first funny thing that I think about this story, is that they called up Tony Gwynn Sr. from AAA Hawaii.
Yeah.
Can you imagine every time you got optioned, you had to fly the 6 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours to Hawaii?
You didn't get optioned as much in those days, but you're right. And who did they play? They had to fly themselves to other games. All the teams in AAA were not in Hawaii.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So it was a hellacious travel schedule.
So you get like a month at home and then you get a month on the road or something?
That's a great question. I don't know what happened back then. But Tony started his career at Walla Walla, Washington, in single A, famously. His double A stop was Amarillo, which is still the double A team.
They weren't the Sod Poodles.
I don't know
yet.
If they were the Sod Poodles. But while he was at Amarillo, Tony Gwynn hit .462.
Okay, that's pretty good.
.462.
That's pretty good.
That's what earned him the trip to AAA Hawaii.
All right, so he comes from AAA Hawaii, and then Jack, or I'm sorry, I'm going to get the baseball organs going again.
Okay.
All right, so he goes through, I guess he sat down when he was called up, the manager, Doug Rader.
Doug Rader, yeah.
Hawaii manager.
Who would go on to be the Padre manager at one point.
Calls him into the office, and apparently Tony made the last out of the game at home plate on a base running mistake.
Oh, no, really?
Tony said he figured he was in for a chewing out.
Oh, that's a great story.
Tony said he went through the whole thing, ripped my butt, then said, anyway, you are going to join the Padres tomorrow.
Wow.
So it didn't matter. So
that's stuff that I did not know.
Yes.
That's great stuff.
And so when he was flying to San Diego from Hawaii, he thought about, you know, making his debut in front of a crowd of fans and friends and family, right, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He had to give out 24 tickets to the game for everybody that was coming down.
He probably had to buy 21 of those.
He probably did.
He probably didn't have a lot of money to buy them.
Now, if AAA players don't make money now, I don't think they made money before.
Not much.
So he was told he was going to be facing Phillies star Steve Carlton. So in his head, he was preparing for Steve Carlton.
And I'll tell you one thing. As a lefty hitter against Carlton, even the great Tony Gwynn may have struggled there.
Yes.
Steve Carlton was a tough guy to hit.
So he's thinking, okay, I'm going to go face one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. But
future
the Padres gave him the wrong information.
Oh, they did.
He would actually be facing right-hander Mike Kruko, who was 9-6 with a 2.56 ERA, which was fourth in the National League. But Tony got to the ballpark 5.5 hours early, apparently.
That's actually not anything crazy. He did that all the time.
No, because if you're thinking like a 7-10 game, he was probably there by 1.
He did that throughout his career, as it turned out.
He said he wasn't really that nervous, just eager to get his major league career started. And the reason he got his number, clubhouse man.
Number 19, yes. The famous number 19.
Whitey Whittleman?
Whitey Whittleman.
Whittleman.
Whittleman, maybe.
Whittleman.
Maybe Whittleman.
Handed him his first uniform, number 19, and Whitey said, I wore this number playing for the PCL Padres, so don't disgrace it. And he did not disgrace
Whitey
the
was
number
on target with that
19.
One.
Anyway, so he gets his, let's see, his first hit. This is what I found out that was new to me.
Okay.
Or his first RBI, not his first hit. His first RBI of his career was actually a sack fly.
He got his first RBI before he got his first hit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
and
interesting.
So during the game, they were playing the Phillies. I said he wasn't nervous in the on-deck circle, but as he walked to the plate, obviously you could hear the crowd cheering for you, but when you're playing, you just try to focus on what you're trying to do, is what he said. So he got the first RBI in the first inning. In the top of the where did it go?
Second at bat.
Oh, his second at bat, bottom of the third. He hit the ball hard, right at shortstop, just missing the 5.5 hole. He got his hit in the bottom of the eighth, and he doubled to left center field.
In the eighth? Because he came up again in the ninth.
It says, in the bottom of the eighth, Lescano led off with a home run. Gwynn congratulated him. Now it's Gwynn's turn to hit. Gwynn doubled to left center field for his first major league hit.
All right.
The first of 3,141.
Yeah.
And it wasn't over just yet.
No, because he came up the next inning and got his second.
He got his second.
Right.
And Terry Kennedy grounded out to the pitcher to end the game. Tony Gwynn's first two hits were in the books. They had lost their fifth straight game. He went hitless in his second career game.
But this is really cool right here.
And then he hit in 15 straight games, the longest streak by a Padre in 1982. And in 54 games that season, he hit .289. He would never again hit below .300 in his career.
That is right. Those are two amazing facts. He had a 15-game hit streak right at the beginning of his career. The highest he would ever get in that category, by the way, was 25, which you would think somebody as great as Tony Gwynn would have had a 30 or a 40 in there
somewhere.
That's
what makes Joe DiMaggio's record so much crazier.
Right. And how about Benito Santiago, who holds the Padre record at 34?
Yes.
It's not Tony Gwynn. It's one of the only records he doesn't hold.
So the person writing this article was actually at the game.
Okay.
For this. Kirk Kenny, by the way, texted back. He said, it's not clear in the archives of the game, but it sounds like something that would be said after the second hit.
Okay, so we don't know 100% sure.
Correct.
But there's one story that, you know, had him saying that after the first. One thing we know is Pete Rose apparently said that.
Yes, he did say
cool.
It. He did say it.
Pretty cool.
I gotta find out, because I didn't get a chance to check this, but I got to find out who the umpires are, because there might be a famous umpire. No, never mind. I thought it was Joe West, but it wasn't Joe West. It was Frank Pulley.
Frank Pulley was a big time ump back
then.
He
was the home plate umpire, Jerry Crawford, Bob Davidson, and Doug Harvey.
That's a great crew.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding? Doug Harvey's a San Diegan. They called him God.
Really?
Yeah, flat out. That was Doug Harvey's nickname as an umpire, God.
I wouldn't mind that nickname as an umpire.
Basically, in those days, if Doug Harvey, you know, claimed it, that was pretty much accepted.
Here is a random highlight from his 1982 season, Tony Gwynn.
Okay.
All right, that's what it's all about in this sport. Here's Tony Gwynn, who's called out on strikes his first time up, riding the Giants with a 2-0 lead. Gwynn hits the ball in the air to right center field, and he hits it deep. And that ball's way back there. It's off the wall. Davis had a chance at that ball, I thought.
Yeah, I know it's not really that crazy of a highlight, but that was from 1982. I had to show
a
1982. I had to show a 1982 highlight. I can't just pick a
random. Oh, that was a TV call?
Yeah, that was a TV call from 1982.
Understood. Okay, because they didn't describe it very well.
Well, because it looked like he may have caught it at the fence, but then they called it a double. I think they were talking about maybe it was a home run or something like that. But there was no replay back then.
I know one thing. That was Chili Davis. Davis that he was referring to, I'm assuming, was Chili Davis.
Chili Davis, all right. I like the name Chili Davis.
You didn't know who Chili Davis was?
I've heard Chili
you're
Davis.
Just too young.
I heard Chili
you're
Davis.
Too young.
I don't know much about Mr. Davis, Mr. Chili.
Chili Davis.
What's Chili Davis's actual first name? Chili?
Charles? I have to look him up.
It's a good nickname, though. If I'm going to be named after food, it's not going to be chili, though.
All right. If you if you're going to the game tonight, again, you know, be cool about it. If you get yourself a bobblehead, don't, you know, try to save one for the next guy. Because there's 40,000 of these things, and everybody wants one.
Yes.
And understand how you might feel, Charles Chili Davis, yes. You just think how you'd feel if you missed out on one because some other guy hogged 10 of them. So let's all work together tonight. Enjoy the bobblehead. You now have some history to go along with it.
Tell your friends.
Tony Gwynn's 1982 season for Tony's great son, Tony Jr., Mr. Scraby, Crisello. Enjoy the pregame show. We'll be back after the day game tomorrow on Gwynn and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network.
Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.